Microsoft meets Skype.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's word this morning that Microsoft is close to buying the internet phone network Skype in a deal worth more than $8 billion. Let's get the details now from Marketplace's David Gura. He joins us live. Good morning, David.
Morning, Jeremy.
So why is Microsoft doing this?
Well, the company's been trying to get back on its feet. It's ceded some ground to its competitors, Google and Apple. Now, neither company has commented on this deal yet, but an analyst I talked to said Microsoft probably wants to integrate Skype into its software and Bing, its search engine, into the Xbox, its video game console, and maybe into its mobile phones. Now, I talked to Rupert Goodwins, the editor of the tech website ZDNet UK, or as he says, ZDNet UK. Anyway, he says there could be another factor at play here.
It could also be a desperate move by Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, to pull together one big deal that actually makes sense. He's come under a lot of criticism recently.
And namely for dropping the ball, Jeremy, for not being as creative or as innovative as Microsoft's competitors.
All right, so that's the Microsoft side of things, David. What about Skype? Give us a little background on Skype.
Well, you may remember eBay bought the company in 2005, and that was a disaster. It definitely didn't work out the way eBay thought it would. And for the last year or so, there have been lots of rumors about Skype's future. A list of potential suitors included Google and Cisco and Facebook. Now, I should stress, Skype isn't profitable. Last year, it lost about $7 million. But it's been around a while now, since 2003, and today it has more than 650 million users around the world, people who use it to make calls over the internet, to video chat, and that's an audience Microsoft probably wants to bring on board.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Jeremy.
To the airline industry now, where Emirates Airline is reporting its profits jumped by more than 50% last quarter. Unlike other airlines, the company has been doing pretty well despite rising fuel prices. It's been expanding rapidly, ordering dozens of new planes. And as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, that means the airline will be in the market for some very experienced pilots.
Emirates Airline says it plans to add 30 planes to its fleet every year for the next 5 years. All of those planes will need pilots, and a lot of them could come from the U.S. George Hamlin is an aviation industry consultant.
A pilot with qualifications to fly in large jet aircraft is literally a global commodity now. You don't have to work in your own country.
Smaller countries like Singapore and Dubai have to recruit internationally because they don't have big militaries or civil aviation networks to draw from. Sam Scanlon runs a website called jsfirm.com, which is a job board for the aviation industry. He says he's been seeing growing demand for pilots in the Middle East and Asia.
That's led to a lot of individuals going to these areas. They generally can make more money, and it's just added to the problem of the shortage of pilots.
He says he hasn't seen U.S. airlines trying to match offers from foreign carriers yet. But if airlines like Emirates keep expanding, they may have to. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up this morning in overseas trading. We're going to get earnings from Wendy's Arby's Group. And the big question will be what's going to happen to Arby's, which hasn't been performing as well as Wendy's. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 45 points to close at 12,684.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The head of the FDIC is leaving her post in July. Sheila Bair has been a key player in banking regulation since the financial crisis. She'll be staying a week past the expiration of her term to finish work on a new rule that requires banks to have living wills. That's so they can be dismantled in an orderly fashion if need be. Well, we're coming up on graduation season, which means it's business plan competition time at the nation's business schools. From Harvard to Rice to the University of Chicago, teams of student entrepreneurs have been honing their elevator pitches. MIT holds its final round tomorrow. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has our report.
This year, for the first time, contestants in MIT's pitch competition were able to submit their startup ideas not just on paper and in person, but also in 60-second videos on YouTube. MBA student Kurosh Kagazian is running the contest.
It's really important for startups that have limited resources to be able to use social media platforms to sort of promote their products or services, to recruit talent or raise funding.
YouTube opened up this year's field beyond the elite East Coast MBA network of MIT, Harvard, Wharton, and the like. Video pitches came from Georgia Tech, the University of Utah, also Taiwan, Cameroon, India, and Pakistan. Kagazian says there's an art to this 60-second elevator pitch. It's got three key ingredients, and we'll mash up some of the YouTube videos to demonstrate. First, there's the problem.
Everyone produces earwax, but for 35 million Americans, their wax buildup is so large that it plugs the ear canal, causing symptoms such as hearing loss and ringing in their ears.
We provide access to high-end exotic automobiles for a fraction of the cost of ownership.
Holy crap. 2.5 billion people lack access to adequate sanitation in the developing world.
Next ingredient, how your solution works in the marketplace.
With our patent-pending earwax removal system, nurses can see into the ear canal while injecting water, thus avoiding complications like
second-by-second, tenth-of-a-page resolution analytics about
banana fiber.
Banana fiber. Okay. Finally, no elevator pitch is complete without a closer, something catchy to seal the deal.
And we're going to revolutionize education.
Help us as we turn shit into gold.
No messy cleanup. It's quicker, it's safer, it's easier.
That last pitch you heard, by the way, for Clear Ear, the earwax removal startup, it won the beauty contest on YouTube. Tomorrow night, its student team from MIT and Stanford will compete against a dozen other finalists for MIT's $100,000 prize. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, to the nation's heartland, where farmers are really feeling the high gas prices. So, according to the New York Times, a growing number of them are switching from tractors to cattle to farm their land. The animals run on grass, they fertilize the land, and they're cuter than tractors, though one expert tells the Times in the summer heat, don't expect them to do too much work. You can find our Midday Update podcast on iTunes or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
England is said to be the most watched society in the world. 7,000 cameras in London alone. Kind of makes dodging a traffic ticket tough.
I don't think people like the idea of vehicles driving around with a camera recording them.
Big Brother actually is watching. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.